A group of Iraqi law students and religious figures were at the White House today for a speech by President Bush. President Bush urged members of the Iraqi Assembly to compromise in order to create a new government. He also reminded Iraqi leaders that the United States expected them to respect human rights and the rule of law. NPR's David Green reports from the White House.
The president often talks about democracy taking root in the Middle East. And after 8 million people went to the polls in Iraq in January, the American president pointed to that election as Exhibit A. More recently, the White House has been troubled by continuing confusion and delays in Iraq's National Assembly. Today, the president spoke in the Rose Garden to an audience of dozens of Iraqis sitting in chairs in the grass in front of him. But he seemed to be sending his message straight to Baghdad.
We expect a new government will be chosen soon, and that the Assembly will vote to confirm it. We look forward to working with the government that emerges from this process. We're confident that this new government will be inclusive, will respect human rights, and will uphold fundamental freedoms for all Iraqis.
If Mr. Bush is frustrated by the bickering in Iraq's National Assembly, he didn't show it. But he spoke after meeting in the Oval Office with a group of Iraqis who expressed their own frustrations to him. This is Ali Al-Attar, president of the Arab American Medical Association in Virginia.
Since 2 months ago, they voted. Till today, we don't have a government to take care of the issues of security, services, and reconstruction yet in Iraq.
The president says all people are born with the right to live in a democracy, but that the form each government takes is up to the citizens of each country. Today, though, he offered some suggestions for what an Iraqi government should look like. It should respect human rights and fight corruption, he said, and above all, make its decisions through peaceful discussion.
The new transitional National Assembly includes people and parties with differing visions for the future of their country. In a democratic Iraq, these differences will be resolved through debate and persuasion instead of force and intimidation. In forming their new government, the Iraqis have shown that the spirit of compromise has survived more than 3 decades of dictatorship.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan said the president isn't overly concerned about delays in Iraq and that building a democracy from scratch takes time. David Green, NPR News, The White House.